I think it was in July or something when we went past the budget in Illinois and there wasn't a budget. And I said, well, how long could this go? And you were like, indefinitely. And I'm like, I could not. I go, it'll be 2 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks. It'll be over by August. Then it was October. Then it was in December. And now here we are in April, essentially.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Right? And is there any end in sight? We're up on the next budget year already.
Right. And the governor's already given his budget speech, which, you know, giving a budget speech when you haven't gotten a first budget passed. I don't see anything till November after the election.
Because he thinks he could get more Republicans?
He does. And that's part of his strategy.
How confident is the rational world on that?
You know, I can't say we have done any polling on the governor's popularity level at this point.
Yeah.
And certainly he tries to pin it as, it's Mike Madigan's fault. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a real debate here about whether his stated goal of eroding Madigan's majority
is
going to work or not.
Well, I'll tell you what hurts him.
Even with all the money that he has.
Right. Trump hurts him in that, too.
Correct. I mean, there's all kinds of factors. Yeah. And I actually, the governor's entitled to a seat at the Republican National Convention.
Oh, boy.
What a seat that'll be.
I am curious. I have not asked whether he's actually going to avail himself of that seat.
All right.